week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Best Treehouse Ever! It just seems like it should be announced like that every single time. But I have Jason with me, and he's one of the masterminds behind the game. How's it going, Jason?
It's going well, Barry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do for the game?
Sure. My name is Jason Katarski, and I am the publisher. I own Green Couch Games, which is a new company that is specializing in making what I like to call great little games that make great big connections. So I hang out in the filler space with quick, easy-to-learn games that appeal to a wide audience. So I have I've been working with the designer of Best Treehouse Ever, Scott Alms, to kind of put this thing together, to work on the art, to nail down distribution, to plan the Kickstarter campaign and work on all the marketing. Other than that, I was a game designer first with a couple games under my belt. I have a game with Dice Hate Me Games called The Great Heartland Hauling Company, and I have a game coming soon from Crash Games called Dead Drop.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We've had Chris from Dice Hate Me Games on the show a few times.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a great guy. I'm always glad to chat with him. That accent, something about that just makes me want to be Southern.
That's right, exactly. Well, that's awesome. So, Best Treehouse Ever. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the game and how it plays and the feel of it?
Absolutely. So the game is a game for 2 to 4 players, about ages 8 and up. I've played it with younger audiences with some modified rules. My daughter is 6, and I've been able to successfully have a lot of fun with it with her.
Well, that's good to know, because I have a 7 and 5 year old. So.
Oh, awesome.
And younger, but those are the ones that play games with me. So that's nice that I could potentially play this game with my kids.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple game. The main mechanic is a card drafting mechanic. So what you're doing in the game, obviously, is you're trying to build the best treehouse ever, and you do this by over 3 weeks, which is just 3 game rounds. So you have a hand of 6 cards. You choose one and pass the rest of the cards to your left. Everybody reveals them at the same time, and you add that card to this kind of grid that forms your tree on the table in front of you. And there's a neat mechanic where, depending on which side of the tree that you're putting the room on, the tree sways. So you're dealing with balance. If you've already played too many cards to one side, then you're going to have to play to the other side to balance it out so your tree doesn't tip over. And the rooms are really fun things, like everything from the water slide to the hot dog stand. So these things that would probably in real life be pretty impossible to get into a cool treehouse, but hey, we're making dreams come true with this game.
Unless you're Phineas and Ferb,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's that kind of concept. I know what we're going to do today. We're going to build the best treehouse ever. So that's really fun. Yeah. And like some of the other rooms, like you mentioned, like I see like the rock climbing wall and the painting studio and the pizza parlor, stuff like that. So I would totally want those in my treehouse.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
There's not a room that I wouldn't want in my real treehouse. So
exactly. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been we launched the game on Kickstarter at the beginning of or about halfway through. I guess what month are we in now? April. So halfway through March.
April.
Yeah. And it's been really well received, and people are really taking to the game. I think that has a lot to do with Scott Alms being a really excellent designer. He brought us games like Tiny Epic Kingdoms and Tiny Epic Defenders. He's the Tiny Epic guy for sure.
Yeah.
Among others. And then the game really came to life with Adam McIver's illustrations and artwork. So I think that really appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, and it kind of makes it catering towards that more like family friendly game too. The artwork and everything, it just looks really fun and cute.
Well, thanks for saying that. You know that's one of the things that made me the most nervous about this project is because in the gaming space on Kickstarter, it generally is more for more intense gamers, right? Like
definitely.
And
yeah.
I'm bringing a game that appeals to families and I think is a good filler for gamers too. it's the kind of game that I love to play, about that level of a game, just a quick game I can play with anybody. And I was a little nervous bringing that to the market because I didn't want it to appear just like a kid's game. You know, I wanted people to see beyond that. And I think that the artwork caught people's eye, and then hopefully the rule book and the gameplay videos gave people a little taste of what they were looking at, and that was a part of why it's done so well.
Definitely. Well, and something that I've realized with a lot of board games, you know, doing the show and just playing lots of games myself, is that even the most simplistic games that you do play with your kids are still really enjoyable with, you know, adults, or, and because then you can add a little bit more of strategy involved, or just, you know, playing simple things as grown-ups is fun too, because essentially we're just big kids.
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Yeah, it's so cool when a game can work on multiple levels like that, you know, where I use it as a teaching experience with my kids just to learn, hey, like, let's just take turns, you know, and then I can take that same game, like you said, and play it with some adults, and it's got this whole other level of enjoyment to explore.
Yeah, it's more competitive than with the adults. Well, and obviously there's people that out there that really saw what hopefully you were hoping they see, and that I saw. And as of today, when we're recording the show, there's still 8 days left to go in the Kickstarter. So we're hitting that last week there. So the Kickstarter ends on April 18th. But you guys are well past your funding goals and even some stretch goals. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so far we've been able to unlock 5 stretch goals, and we're working towards the 6th, which is we're about halfway to that based on this kind of next level of funding. Which will unlock individual room art for all 72 cards of the deck. So nobody will have a duplicate room in their treehouse when we hit that stretch goal. And that's one I've been really excited about since the beginning. And, you know, like, it was such a stretch, you know, like, I didn't want to dream too hard about it, but it looks like it's getting close.
You guys are pretty close.
Yeah.
So, you know, this last week, usually a lot of times there's a big push. You know, you being the marketer and everything, you understand that this last week will be another big push, just like the first week was, type of thing. And I think you guys could probably hit
it. Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. So, but I mean, there's, like we said, a ton of people out there that are really getting behind this. You guys have quite a few backers, which is also really good to see, because with a lot of Kickstarters, sometimes you see maybe the amount of money you guys are acquiring, but lesser amount of backers because it's a more expensive game or something like that. So it's nice to see that you guys at this point, you have over 1,500 backers, and so you have a big following already that people see what the possibility of the great gameplay that this game could definitely offer to, you know, families or a group of friends, definitely. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that too. You know, before Kickstarter, like, a basic print run of a game to be considered successful was around 2,000. If you could move 2,000 copies of your game, it was like, hey, you did it. You know, like
yeah.
And now with Kickstarter, I mean, I've already almost done that before we've even released the game, and I'm really, really excited the way that people have taken to it, and I'm just glad that more and more people are gonna get to play the game than I had originally. I mean, I hope for lots, but you never know. Every project is different. So,
well, and it's, and like you said, Kickstarter has definitely been a wonderful thing for creative minds and producers, designers, and developers of games of various genres and flavors, I guess you could say, is that, you know, a lot of these games could possibly have never been made if it wasn't for Kickstarter. And not only are they being made, but they're taken to a much higher level than originally anticipated because of all the extra funding to, you know, maybe print on better quality stock, or, you know, being able to add those extra features into the game because we have so much support. And so Kickstarter has been really awesome, but also a great thing about Kickstarter is just the community development of it and how involved the backers are in, like, you know, adding their 2 cents, so to speak, and just being able to have that as well helps a lot of developers. Have you had a a positive experience with talking to your backers and about the game and everything?
Yeah, we've had a great community response, and you're right, that is one of the best parts about this whole Kickstarter thing. You know, everybody wants to be a part of something, and there's ideas that people have that I wouldn't necessarily have myself, you know, or Scott wouldn't have himself, that really can add some stuff to the game. And one of the ways that we used this primarily for this campaign was we originally had 24 rooms, so there was 3 copies of each card in the deck. And our first stretch goal was to add 12 new rooms, so there'd only be 2 copies of each card in the deck. And we weren't sure. We had some ideas, but we wanted to see what other people would come up with. What types of rooms did they want to see in the treehouse? So that created quite a conversation over on Board Game Geek, which is always a good thing because then it puts us in a better position for people to find us on the front page of Board Game Geek. And you know, we came up or we had some ideas submitted that, you know, we hadn't thought of that we really liked and ended up adding into the game. So
nice.
Yeah, so that's been a really cool thing to hear that. You know, one of the tensions that you have as a publisher is people come up with great ideas and you don't like to say no to people, but it's essential to do so sometimes because, I mean, there's a spirit of the game that we want to keep, and we want it to be a family game, and we don't want to turn it into a gamer.
Yeah, you don't want to stray too far away from the original path.
Absolutely. And then there's, you know, considerations that I have to know about under the hood, you know, looking at weight issues and how what's actually going to fit in the box and how much more, you know, like, is it going to cost if I have to ship something, if we add this component or that component. So a lot goes into that. And so just to be really aware of that as a project creator is super important without like squelching the creativity of people and hearing people's concerns, you know, and their interest in the game, because that's just, it's so awesome to have people and you don't like to disappoint people, but so far people have been pretty friendly with the idea that, hey, we get this is a game for everybody, a game for families. It's supposed to be a small box game. We want to keep it that way. So people have been pretty open to that, and I'm really, really glad for it.
That's awesome. Well, as we're saying, we know that this game is being made, and when do you hope to have the game out to the backers and then to the public?
I'm shooting for before the end of the year to get it to backers, so November. We'll need a little bit of time if we hit this next stretch goal to finish up the illustrations and get all the files prepped, and then it takes a while to, you know, get everything printed and put on a boat and shipped to us from China. And then we'll ship them out all around the world. So hopefully that'll happen by November, and the game will probably hit distribution at the beginning of next year is what we're hoping for. Maybe earlier, depending on when we get the games. Maybe we'll get lucky and not just meet our deadline, but come out ahead of schedule, and then maybe it could be in stores by Christmas time, which would be amazing.
Yeah, it's possible. So definitely at least the backers have it as a Christmas present, and then if everything goes really well, the general public, but first quarter of 2016 will be definitely for sure to the general retail.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's really exciting. This game looks super awesome, and as I said earlier, I'm super excited to be able to get my hands on it and play with my kids. I like playing, you know, trying to get my kids involved in board games as much as possible, and my wife likes to play games as well. So this is definitely something that caught my eye in that area, so this is really exciting.
That's great. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and all of our backers' enthusiasm. It's been a great ride so far, and I'm just happy to get to bring another game out and going to see families enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know that this last week of the Kickstarter, definitely you are a busy man, so thanks for being on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to get to chat with you for a bit.
Definitely, and good luck to everything in the future for more games to come.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro, and you can find him at The Geek All Stars at thegeekallstars.com, and he does some pretty awesome board game stuff himself. So that's it for Sweet Kicks with Bricks, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.